I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team won 77-46 over Riverdale last night in the Bulldogs' home opener. The host team never trailed on the way to a 46-21 lead at halftime. A year ago, Ithaca won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference title, and with a large share of returning players, they showed flashes of a year ago. Junior Devin Iam had a game-high 25 points, and senior Sammy Clary added 24 as the Bulldogs improved to 1-1 and bounced back after a loss to perennial power Royal on the opening night of the season. Cody Burns added 8, Casey Pomering 7, Wes Nelson totaled 6, Keegan Jones 4, and Houston Boland had 3. Clary had 6 of the team's 7 three-point baskets. Ithaca was a perfect 6-for-6 from the line. Riverdale's only returning starter from a year ago, sophomore Bevan Dennis, had 22 points, including 4 three-point baskets. Owen Blankenship scored 10. Enril Gantula added 7. Eli Campbell made a three-pointer. Henry Drone and Jackson Baumkamp both had 2 points. The Chieftains made 6 three-pointers and were 6-for-9 from the line. The JV game belonged to Riverdale 41-30 over Ithaca. Following the 77-46 win, Ithaca will now prepare for the Ridge and Valley Conference opener on Thursday night at home against Lafarge. Riverdale is now 0-2 on season. They will open the SWAL with a game at Iowa Grant on Thursday. Weston lost to a good New Lisbon team last night. Leading scorers for Weston were Isaac Jennings with 17, Garrett Jennings 15, Trevor Westfall added 15 as well. Final score was 52-49, New Lisbon over Weston. Lafarge got the win against Boscobel, 63-58 in boys basketball, Highland 79, Iowa Grant 57, and Hillsborough edged Kickapoo 58-55. Galena, a winner against Cuba City, 46-42. Southwestern beat Waseca Steuben, 84-38. Independence Gilmanton over Cashton, 54-38. Girls basketball, Highland 54, Dodgeville 36, Independence Gilmanton 46-43 over Cashton, and Potosi Cassville edged Southwestern 61-59 in girls basketball. It's a busy slate of games. Tonight will be on hand at River Valley as the Blackhawks play their home opener. They're hosting Evansville. The Richland Center Hornets are at Sauk Prairie for boys basketball, game number 2 of the season. GET at Mauston, Mount Horeb at Monroe, Toma at Baraboo, Westby at Cashton, Sparta at Reedsburg. Royal travels to Seneca, DeSoto at Cassville, Lancaster at Darlington, Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville, Brookwood at North Crawford. Girls basketball this evening, Richland Center is on the road to Hillsboro. New Lisbon travels to Ithaca. Alma Center Lincoln is playing at Royal, Lodi at Adams Friendship, Luther at Westby, Sauk Prairie visits Wisconsin Dells. North Crawford at DeSoto, Benton at Highland, Prairie du Chien at Holman, Seneca at Lafarge, Mauston at Sparta, Southwestern at Boscobel, Cuba City visits Fenimore, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Darlington at Riverdale in the SWAL, and River Valley plays an on-conference girls game on the road at Wisconsin Heights. There's wrestling action tonight. River Valley is involved in the Cuba City Triangular. The Blackhawks will wrestle Mineral Point at 5, and they will take on Cuba City Benton Southwestern at 6. JV matches begin at 5 tonight at Cuba City High School. And Viroqua is the site of a triangular featuring Brookwood, Kickapoo, Lafarge Youth Initiative, North Crawford Seneca, and Viroqua, so actually a quad tonight hosted by the Blackhawks in wrestling action. We'll have action coming up for you tonight. River Valley and Evansville, a boys basketball matchup can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7 o'clock. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Cardinal CG had the top series, 35-91. New York Life with a 35-39. And the third best series, Fraser Home Improvement, 35-21. Team High Game, New York Life, 12-52. Cardinal CG, 12-28. Fraser Home Improvement, 12-25. Top series, Steve Nelson, 97 over average with a 679. Darren Schweinefuss and Chase Keller each had 666s, and Todd Gruber with a 650. The best game of the night, Ken Nix Jr., 249. Steve Swanson had a 247. Steve Nelson and Darren Schweinfuss each with a 236 game. Elsewhere, the highlights included Darren Schweinfuss bowling the 666, 105 over average. John Winger with a 533, 98 over average. Steve Swanson bowled a 605, 95 over average. Sharon Cooey with a 334 series, 94 over average. Marquette and Wisconsin are moving higher in this week's AP Men's Basketball poll. Wins over Stonehill and Western Carolina have boosted the Golden Eagles all the way up to number 5. They were 10th last week. They play on the road at Iowa State Wednesday night. The Badgers moved up 4 spots to number 11. They claimed wins over Pitt and Chicago State. UW opens its Big Ten Conference schedule tonight at home against Michigan. Wisconsin enters the game with an 8-0 record. The Wolverines are 6-1. They're coming off a 25-point rout of ranked Xavier in the Fort Myers tip-off. The top three scorers for first-year coach Dusty May are all transfer portal arrivals. Trey Donaldson transferred from Auburn, Roddy Gale from Ohio State, Danny Wolf from Yale. The tip-off at the Kohl Center is scheduled for 8 o'clock this evening. Bucks forward Chris Middleton says he wants to be on the court more than anyone else wants for him. When asked by reporters, Middleton couldn't offer a firm date for his return. He had surgery on both ankles, and he says he is progressing, but it is just slower. The Journal Sentinel reports the all-NBA performer says it's important to be smart and not return to the lineup until he is ready. He has already missed nearly a quarter of Milwaukee's NBA schedule. Middleton won't be playing when the Bucks meet Detroit tonight in the league's midseason tournament. Last night, Boston a winner against Miami, 108-89. Atlanta, 124. New Orleans, 112. Minnesota, 109. The Lakers, 80. And Chicago, 128-102 over Brooklyn. From the Monday night football game, Denver with a win by a final of 41-32. Jaquan McMillan returned an interception for a game-sealing 44-yard touchdown as the Broncos beat the Browns 41-32. The Packers are preparing for a Thursday night game at Detroit. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley talked about the team's recent defense.
Those are two really physical games. I thought we played hard. I thought we hit. I thought we got off blocks. I thought we tackled. And I thought we gave everything we had. So for those guys to do that twice within the week, I have a ton of respect for them and give them a lot of credit. And then to recover and be able to get ready to do it again, those are the guys that deserve all the credit.
Packers safety Xavier McKinney leads the NFC in fan voting for the Pro Bowl. He's one of several Packer players with a chance to make the roster for the game. Tucker Kraft is having a good year. He talked about facing the Lions.
You know, Ford Field gets loud, big rectangle that place is. And then, that's a place where the atmosphere thrives. Their defense will play good behind that. So we'd like to establish our offense as soon as we can. We don't have to use silent cadence. You know, hopefully we get some of their fans leaving early like we did last Thanksgiving. So we're ready.
That's a look at sports today on a Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.